Welcome to the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for December 11th of 2024. It's good having you with us. Yep. It is Wednesday, December 11th, 2024. And once again, I got improvised here, guys. Yes. Whoa. Sorry about that. Anyway, to kick off the show, we're going to read our weather report here. Load up here. Alright, it's 34 degrees outside with cloudy skies of a high of 44 and a low of 33. Partly cloudy conditions from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. with drizzles expected at 3 p.m. Here's the outlook. At 10 a.m. it'll be 38 degrees with partly cloudy skies. At your lunch hour, it'll be 42 degrees with cloudy skies. When you get off work at 5 p.m., it will be 42 degrees with rain. Interesting. Oh, my God. My ear, I think I have a tube that's turning. Anyway, I might cut that part out. We'll see. Anyway, here's your... I might just end up reading the 5-day forecast. I don't know. I might try to do the 10-day forecast, we'll see. It's just I can't talk that easy because my tooth is really hurting, but I'll try. Today it'll be 80 degrees. What, 80 degrees? What, don't be like me, guys. It ain't summer. It's an 80% chance of precipitation, but it's 40... You know what, yeah, let's just use AccuWeather. Because that website, it's not a website, but it doesn't really do it that well. Yeah, let's just do that. Alright, let's just do this instead. There always seems to be obstacles in my way, isn't there? Anyway, today's weather for Wednesday, December 11th, red or cloudy, a brief morning shower or two, a little rain late this afternoon with a high of 43, tonight, on-off rain and drizzle with a low of 38, current weather, 34 degrees Fahrenheit, cloudy. With the minute cast, the rain will continue for 46 minutes, yay. Anyway, here's the 10-day forecast, finally. Today it'll be 43 high, 38 low, with an 80% chance of precipitation. Like I said, no 80 degrees. Forget that. On Thursday, that's tomorrow, by the way, it'll be 46 high, 40 low, with a 60% chance of rain. And Friday, it'll be 47 high, 45 low, with a 55% chance. Saturday, 51 high, 34 low, with 88% chance. That's an odd number, but okay. On Sunday, 49 high, 34 low, 91% chance. Pretty high. It's also rain, by the way. On Monday, it'll be 43 high, 37 low, with 70% chance of rain. On Tuesday, it'll be cloudy with 47 high, 34 low. On Wednesday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 43 and a low of 33. That's next Wednesday, by the way. And on Thursday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 44 and a low of 36. And on Friday, it'll be also rainy with a high of 47 and a low of 40 with a 55% chance of precipitation. The sun phase will equate to 8 hours and 50 minutes from 7:42 a.m. to 4:32 p.m. And the moon phase is a waxing gibbous. Yeah. Air quality is fair, but sensitive groups may experience minor to moderate symptoms from the long-term exposure. It looks like the culprit is the dust and dander. Anyway, that's it for the weather there. Coming up in our next segment will be food talk, guys. I still got like about what you call it till 8:10. So there you go. I guess I could feed the commercial in. I guess. Which mouse is it? Is this one? Yeah. Okay. By the way, trivia tonight. By the way, guys. So you know what that means. It's time to advertise Two Wolves Tap Room again. Alright, there's Two Wolves Tap Room there. We'll put this one in for a change. Alright, there we go. Women in Love by Barbra Streisand. Almost about 4 minutes, and we'll go to the 90s here. Not that. Studio Scrubs, how about that? They're gonna play that too, yeah. There we go. Anyway, I still have, like, 3 minutes to talk with you guys. I could share, like, a little trivia snippet with you guys, but, do I still have Wednesday Night Trivia up? Ah, I do, yeah, okay. Let me just, I keep thinking to myself, this part's funny, guys. You just gotta hear it. Just listen to this. I think it's just funny, in my opinion. Just listen. Turn this up a little bit so you'll be able to hear it. So we'll be able to hear it, that is. Here we go. Now just listen closely. So hear the guy booing? Yeah, I boo. I boo back at him. So, yeah. There you go. Anyway, that didn't take long to talk about. And it's still 8:08, by the way. There was other parts where I booed, too. I think there was, like, election-related question that, where I booed at, because everyone was saying it was a Tuesday, which obviously it was, but that didn't qualify as the answer. I knew it anyway. That one I didn't know, though. But the other one I did know, though, luckily. And I booed at their one where he said, no, you cannot double down again, but he wasn't referring to us, so I booed anyway. But anyway, enough of all that. Coming up is Food Talk at 8:20 a.m., guys. Yay! Enough of all that. We will be right back right after this with more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. That's going to be fun with Food Talk. And don't forget, trivia at Two Wolves Tap Room is here tonight at Two Wolves Tap Room at 7 p.m., so check that out, too. So there you go. But anyway, like I said, just a little, plug for that there. But anyway, coming up is Food Talk at, 8:20 a.m. for you guys. Yeah. We'll be right back right after this. Don't go away. With more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Yep. That was No Scrubs by TLC and Women in Love by Barbra Streisand right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. right, it's now time for food talk, and here we go with our first recipe of the day. It is called durian cake. Yep. This recipe came from my favorite recipes by Ilias Handy. There are a few flavors of durian meat, sweet, very sweet, bitter, just not that sweet. Choose the old flesh and press on the flesh to check out that flesh is thick. Shows that seed is smallish, or you might end up with big seeds with a thin layer of durian meat. Do not choose fresh durian meat that is exuding water. I made this once with 2.5 times the amount of durian meat. It turned out kind of heavy, but it was finished in 2 days. One of those who tasted it said there wasn't enough durian meat. Ha! Anyway, it's ready in 1 hour and 20 minutes. It yields 1 cake. There's 6 ingredients. Now, these are measured in grams, and despite the fact it says they are in U.S. units, they really are not. So I may have to translate this for you guys. So, see if we can do that. Grams to whatever. I don't know. Grams, ounces. Yeah, that's all we want. Yep. Okay, so 1 gram equals whatever ounce. It's 170 grams for self-raising flour. He usually normally sifts his for a fluffier cake, but let's see how many ounces it is. 6 ounces of self-rising flour. You need 6 ounces of self-rising flour. You also need 6 ounces of butter. For sugar, you need 5 ounces of sugar, that is. For the durian, you need 4 ounces. Quite interesting. And of course, you also need 4 egg yolks and 4 egg whites that are beaten. They might have to be separated, guys. I don't know. We'll see, though. Anyway, first, here are the directions. First, you want to preheat the oven to 180 Celsius. Thankfully, it also says what the temperature is in Fahrenheit, 350 degrees. Makes sense. Second, you want to cream the butter and sugar until it's fluffy. And then you want to add the egg yolks one at a time. Beat it well before you add in the next yolk. Add the durian meat and beat it well. Next, add in the beaten egg whites. Last but not least, add in the flour. Put in an 8x8 inch grease pan and bake it for an hour. 1 hour, that is. But warning, the durian meat does smell a tad strong, so it might be a good idea to warn your family members when you're about to try this cake. Not like it really matters, though, but that's just how it is. Anyway, there you go. That's durian cake. Anyway, let's look at the trending popular recipes right now. Recipe of the day is Barb's Gumbo. I forget if I've read this before. It's been a while, I think, but we'll read it anyway. This is my recipe for gumbo. I've made it with shrimp or chicken. We like it either way. You can make it as spicy as you like. We do not care for it too spicy or hot. Now, this recipe is actually in cups, by the way, so it don't really matter. 1/3 cup of flour, 1/4 cup of canola oil, 1/3 cup of celery, chopped, 1/3 cup of bell pepper, chopped, 1/2 cup of yellow onion, chopped, 3 cloves of garlic, chopped fine, 1 16-ounce can of chopped tomatoes, 3 cups of chicken broth, 1/2 teaspoon of thyme, 1/2 teaspoon of basil, 2 bay leaves, 2 tablespoons of Worcester sauce, 1/2 to 1 teaspoon of hot pepper sauce. You can use Tabasco or cayenne pepper or to your own taste. A half teaspoon of salt. A half cup of canned corn or a half cup of frozen corn, whichever you prefer. A fourth to half teaspoon of cumin. A half teaspoon of black pepper. 2 cups of okra, sliced, fresh or frozen, okay, whichever you prefer. A half to a pound of shrimp, cleaned and shells off, and of course, rice. Can't go wrong without rice. Anyway, on to directions. First, you want to add the oil to the skillet, heat it over medium heat, and add the flour to make a rouse. It is ready when its color matches that of a penne, and this may take about 15 minutes. Stir in the onion, celery, bell pepper, garlic, and black pepper. Cook it over medium heat for about 3 minutes or until the vegetables are crisp tender. Gradually stir in the chicken broth, tomatoes, salt, Worcester sauce, pepper sauce, corn, okra, basil, thyme, cumin, and bay leaf. Bring it to a boiling point, reduce the heat, cover and simmer for about 20 to 30 minutes. Add the shrimp during the last 5 minutes, and serve it over rice. These can also be made with chicken, if you're using chicken. If you are, use chicken breasts cut in chunks. Add during the last 20 to 30 minutes of cooking time. And the smoking sausage is also a good add with the chicken. She has also added a can of crab meat to the shrimp version, which is really nice. And there you go, that's Barb's Gumbo. The recipe of the day, as of December 11th, 2024. Yep. Anyway, let's close that. Yeah, both of them, that is. Anyway, there you go. So anyway, that's all for that for food talk, so we'll go ahead and put our commercial in. Simple as that. Yep. Okay, so, it may not be a food-related one, unless if it's this one. There we go. I like putting that one in too often, but it's forcing my hand. One. Okay. Yep, that looks like 3 minutes to me. We'll put our music in. Let's put a 70s song in it again like I did back on my birthday. By the way, guys, I apologize for not doing a morning show yesterday, guys. I had to take a rest. It is what it is, guys. We'll play Frankie Goes to Hollywood. So, we're not playing any 90s at this point, but well. Suck it up. Anyway, coming up in the next segment will be TMZ Celebrity News, guys. That'll be fun. Anyway, like I said, the 2 recipes we read were a durian cake recipe with certain translations for grams, ounces. I'm pretty sure you can translate the ounces to cups. I don't know. I think someone in the reviews actually translated them, I believe. I just realized that. But, well, anyway, coming up after commercial break is, I believe, Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Seals and Crofts with, you know, their music. You get the idea. Anyway, like I said, their music is coming up, and after that will be TMZ's Celebrity News. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Relax, and Summer Breeze by Seals and Crofts, right here on the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club. So there you go. Now it is time for... not that. TMZ Celebrity News. Sorry about that. But anyway, it is what it is. Anyway, anyway, we're going to kick it off with exclusive details from TMZ with the UnitedHealthcare CEO murder, wanted posters of other execs that are appearing in New York City. The UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson's murder is inspiring warnings to other healthcare executives, with wanted posters that are popping up in all over New York City of other big players in the industry. Videos of these posters is going viral online, showing a dark green traffic control box in Lower Manhattan decorated with free posters featuring healthcare CEOs, including Thompson's photo of a huge red X slashed through it. The other two CEOs are OptumHealth's Heather Cianfrocco and UnitedHealth Group's Andrew Witte. The poster accuses all of them of denying medical coverage in order to bolster their company's bottom lines. Well, this is interesting. Law enforcement sources told TMZ, these posters are all over the city calling out top healthcare execs and companies, specifically UnitedHealthcare and Emblem. Posters featuring Goldman Sachs CEO and CFO were also plastered near the financial institution's office in Lower Manhattan, we're told. For some reason, I can't talk today, guys. I'm sorry. The people who created the posters took care not to directly state these executives should be killed, our sources say, instead using language to imply they aren't good people and detailing their salaries. Law enforcement has been in touch with these healthcare execs on the posters, and cops are stepping up protection efforts for these CEOs, after all. Of course, Thompson's murder last week has inspired widespread positive reactions online, with many applauding the alleged killer, Luigi Mangione, instead of condemning him. Weird. As we told you, Mangione was charged with Thompson's murder Monday after cops took him into custody in Pennsylvania. A former bodyguard for Thompson told TMZ he's in complete disbelief that he's acted to have security when he was murdered. Really? And we recently sat down with Andrew Witte, one of the healthcare bosses that was featured on those posters, who told us he's facing online threats in the aftermath of Thompson's murder. We have also reached out to both Witte and Cianfrocco about those posters, but there hasn't been any word. So, oh well. Anyway, moving on to the next story, which is about the alleged Diddy victim. I was screaming, and I was telling him to stop. Man speaks out and files the amended lawsuit. One of the men that's suing Diddy is telling his story on camera for the first time, describing the alleged rape he claims went down after a white party in the Hamptons. And this man is suing anonymously. He has just filed an amendment to the suit he first filed back in October, claiming he was hired to work security at one of Diddy's parties back in 2007. And at some point, Diddy offered him a drink which he alleged was laced with something, at the very least. Alright. I'll just pause that. Concealing his face and voice, the alleged victim told CNN, "The first drink started to have some effect on me, and I just thought, wow, these are really strong drinks. It wasn't until the second drink, it was already too late, that I realized there was something wrong with the drinks." Alright, I guess we gotta watch this then.
security at one of the infamous white parties that was.
Here's audio from a TikTok video, by the way.
What was that experience like?
At first, he was incredibly friendly, very gracious.
So you had a friendly chat, and then, according to your lawsuit, at some point later in the night, Sean Combs himself offered you a drink. This didn't come from staff or someone holding a tray of drinks. It came from him directly.
Correct. The first drink started to have some effect on me, and I just thought, wow, these are really strong drinks. It wasn't until the second drink, and it was already too late, that I realized that there was something wrong with the drinks. Sadly, Sean Combs was waiting in the wings. He was watching from some sort of vantage point. And once I was in a helpless position and he was sure that he was in a position of power, then he took advantage of the situation.
You allege that you were forcibly pushed into an SUV by Sean Combs. That act alone, according to your lawsuit, left you in considerable pain. And then once inside the vehicle, your lawsuit says plaintiff was held down by Combs, who overpowered him while he struggled to escape due to the effects of the drugs in his system. And it goes on to say that he sodomized you.
I was screaming. I was telling him to stop.
We didn't keep it playing, guys.
It was incredibly painful.
I think.
And he was acting like it was nothing.
But once he was incapacitated, he claims that he forced him
from it.
Into an SUV and began sodomizing him.
Beyond belief.
He says, I was screaming, telling him to stop. It was incredibly painful. Okay, that was it for that video there, because it just stopped there. There was no audio at that. But anyway, we'll just finish off with this story. Once he was incapacitated, he claims that he forced him into an SUV and began sodomizing him. He says, I was screaming, telling him to stop. It was incredibly painful. And he was acting like it was nothing. He seemed to be disconnected from it. Now, the amended lawsuit filed by the alleged victim's attorney, Tony Busby, yep, that guy in Texas, contains two major changes from the original filing. First, he initially claimed the Hamptons party happened in 2006, but now says it was in 2007. That's odd. But secondly, in his first filing, he said he never got married due to the trauma of the rape. But in the new filing, he now says he was married at the time, was too ashamed to tell his wife after suffering for the assault. Diddy's attorneys tell us after Busby was exposed this week for pressuring clients to bring bogus case against Mr. Combs, and after public records showed that contrary to his legitations, there was no white party in the Hamptons in 2006. Turn that down. There was no white party in the Hamptons in 2006. Busby had amended this complaint to walk back the legitations and now claim a different day and wholly different year. Now, in the previous statement addressing the original lawsuit, Diddy's lawyers blasted Busby for holding a press conference to garner publicity while also offering a 1-800 number for accusers to call to report their legitations. Diddy's legal team also noted the mogul never sexually assaulted anyone with an adult or minor, man or woman. Simple as that. Anyway, that was quite long because the video we had to listen to, but oh well. Anyway, we'll just try to hurry up and put a commercial in. We probably will just end up playing Bittersweet Symphony because of how we went over. I just have a feeling we're going to go over. In fact, I'll just put a 3.5 minute break in instead, just in case. Or just a 3 minute, yeah. Or just, yeah, let's just do it. Yeah, we're gonna go over, god dang it. Might as well. I'll explain to you what the next segment was gonna be. So yeah, I think we're just gonna go over whether we want to or not. I don't really like doing that, but it looks like it's forcing my hand. Oh well. Anyway, coming up in the next segment, by the way, is Pokemon Go, by the way, guys. But it looks like I am going to have to go over whether I want to or not, so that's unfortunate. So, there you go. Anyway, enough of all that. Like I said, coming up is Pokemon Go, but I still gotta talk a little bit longer, though. I think I gotta talk to, like, a little bit until after we can go commercial, because this I could have put one more in, but then it's just hesitating, so... Yeah, but like I said, coming up is Pokemon Go at 9 a.m, guys, with the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, so there you go, pretty fun. But anyway, it'll be fun, guys. The second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club is coming up, guys, don't you worry. So, yay, like I said, I'm just filling time here. I just have to. It's just how it is, guys. It just is what is. Anyway, enough pulling through, guys. Coming up is Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve from the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Gates of Many soundtrack. Yep, it is now time for Pokemon Go. There you go. Alright, so, it's the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Now, what I'm gonna do is, I'm gonna take this out of silent first, so... Maybe that's because that's why the sound was broken. I don't know. We'll give that a try. Okay, it comes from the Natick, of course. Nope. Well, yeah, I had to try. I can heal you up, though. And I'm not going to bother using two potions on you, because I don't think that's all that's going to do is recover 48 points. And I'm not going to bother playing his cry. You ain't going to be able to hear it. I had to try. It is what is, guys. I had to try. Boom. Sorry. Anyway, is there room in this gym? I have a feeling I was gonna get killed soon. One. But it may not matter, though, because I'm not going swimming today, but it will. Anyway, Pokemon catch of the day. I just really wish I could get sound working on this darn game. It's like it wants me to connect to Bluetooth. I think I connect this to, I thought you said I caught a Pokemon yesterday. Huh. Better spin a stop today, then, to get that... No matter that, I might as well just not spin a stop, just let all reset. No boxes I can afford, so the shop ain't worth it. Anyway. Wilmer was caught. Great. Alright, one star. Throw it away. There's another reason why I like to have the sound work is because sometimes it drowns out my voice in the living room. And it's just not wanting to work for some reason. I'll just turn that darn thing back on. All it's going to do is just make a mess out of this. Yeah, I'll just do that. It ain't working, guys. It's broken. I think for the next segment, we're not gonna do Pokemon Go. I think we'll just do something else. We'll see, though. It's so annoying how this game is not working right now. I mean, it is working, but it's just not working how I want it. So, yeah. Can do you, can do you. The cost of a lot of five times? Really? Alright, two more we go. There we go. My most powerful now. Sorry, Hyjerion. Anyway, that was my last one. Oh, there we go. Teddy Ursa, yeah. Teddy Ursa, yep. Okay, great ball. Really? I'll do that. There you go. Okay. Adios. Last one on the board. There you go. Boy. Okay. Pokemon broke free. I got their chance. Okay, I apologize with the audio not working. Still doesn't want to stay in. Try Candy Berry. Oh my god. Oh, thank you very much. Not even worth anything, anyway. Anyway, that's pretty much it, too. I still have to catch two more species of Pokemon, different species of Pokemon to be specific, but yeah, what is that? Evolve you, enough of you. Phantom, yeah, let me show you here. I can't show you. You won't even be able to hear it. I don't even look it up. You won't even be able to hear its cry. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, it's just dumb that the game ain't working. Well, we'll just put the commercial in now, guys. Suck it up. I tried unmuting the sound, but it doesn't want to work for some reason. I don't know why. It is what it is, guys. It just doesn't want to work. Suck it up. Gotta do what you gotta do. But anyway, put the commercial in. We're gonna put our music in now. We're gonna put in something I haven't played on the morning show for a while. Kenny Loggins, Danger Zone. And after that, we'll play, I'll save that for later, let's play Savage Garden. How about that? There we go. Anyway, go away. Oh, I did that, but it's okay. Anyway, I still got like 2.5 minutes to talk to you guys. anyway, there's nothing really here on this thing here. Maybe they're killing the gym, maybe? It doesn't look like it. Well, they are. They were trying to because it's got 6 traits. I'm just trying to see what's going on here on this other side, guys. It's just my brother calling Walmart. I do not know why I said that, but that phone call can get pretty loud sometimes. Anyway, he probably heard that, so he turned it down. There we go. Anyway, I'm just gonna close out with all of this. It worked my sanity. There were any more there. Anyway, enough of all that. Hopefully, But even then, I still got like a minute and 20 seconds left to talk to you guys. Boo. Anyway, but like I said, coming up next segment could be a hit and miss kind of thing, guys. You never know what it could be. Really. I might have an idea in mind. I don't know. We'll see, though. We'll just have to wait and see, guys. But, like I said, I don't really want to do any repeats, guys. So there you go. But anyway, like I said, coming up will be, I guess, a surprise. We might react to some of my YouTube videos. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, enough of all that. That phone call gets really loud. I do not know why he has to do it on speaker. It's like he's right next to my room on purpose. I think he is. Yeah, I just heard his footsteps. Anyway, I just have to conclude and I intend to be sure this segment is on time, guys, but it's kind of a little bit tricky when you have, like, something talking over. But I think at this point we should be okay, guys. Anyway, coming up is a surprise, guys. I have no idea. We'll be right back. Don't go away with more of the Morning Club. Yep. That was I Want You by Savage Garden and Cannon Loggins, Danger Zone, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Anyway, it is now time to, I guess, react to some videos, I guess. I don't know. I don't really know what we could do for this segment, and the fact that, let's react to some videos, guys. That would make sense. Do that for the next 10 minutes, I guess. Let's hold on here. Still have one thing at trivia up. I'm gonna play something else, obviously. Alright, turn it down. I could just do this standing up, yeah. Okay, we don't need to play his videos. Let's try. Let's play something from my early YouTube years. Like back in 2009. What videos did I do in 2009? One. Poppin', huh? Listen to this.
Hi, John. And just note that this is an A-cam.
That was copy from the, I forget where I...
Popping.
Yeah, I hit my, head on the, ceiling, by the way, if you're wondering. Just listen.
Hi, John. And just
it's
note
a very short
that this
video,
is an A-cam and a 99 script. Popping.
You can see the kids that were recording it were obviously laughing. Yeah, it was pretty hilarious. You can see the very end. I can do this because it hurts so bad. Oh my god. I had curly hair back then, I'll admit that. I think that was done in 2009, I think, and I posted it on YouTube, but, yeah. Anyway, on to the next one. I think it was 2010. I posted three videos from 2010, it looks like. The first one is Go Gear, Coke, and HP Beats on Real Time, it looks like. I think the other two might have music in them. I don't know. I think the first one does not. I think the other two are, like, Microsoft-related. The first one is not. So I think I might be able to play the first one on here without getting a copyright strike. Although, I don't think the other two are copyright strike either, so it might be fine, though. But, But we'll just play the Go Gear one anyway. I don't think it has audio on it, though, but we'll just play that one anyway. I'll just tell you what it says. And this is from 2010, by the way, obviously. A big resolution there. And we'll leave it alone. Anyway, first thing I look up... Hold on, let me go back here. Okay, it's on Google search, but I switched it to real time. Yeah, it's copyright 2010, so this was definitely recorded in 2010, it looks like. So I first searched up Philips Go Gear Vibe, and I'll just pause this. Ah, okay. So here's some real-time results. It shows a Philips Go Gear Vibe 8GB MP3 player silver. Basically what that is, it's basically an alternative to an iPod. And the iPod is no longer a thing, guys. Yes, it was discontinued in the summer of 2022, by the way, which was kind of sad, really. If you hadn't heard, Apple had shut down the iPod in 2022, officially. They want us to use an iPhone instead because they think it's better to use cellular data. But whatever. Anyway, it's the Philips Go Gear 4GB Vibe MP3 video player has a 1.5-inch color screen. I thought that was so cool back in 2010, by the way. I thought it was just pretty cool. Yeah, but anyway, he also posted on Twitter, by the way. In fact, a lot of those are from Twitter. I think my Twitter account I also created was, ironically, in 2010, by the way. I think it was. I think it was in late 2010, I believe. I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah, I remember creating on a PSP, I believe. I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah, I think it was in 2010. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. I think I also made my Facebook account also in 2010, too, actually. And we got a white page. That's a good sign. Probably just taking a while to load on the computer I was loading it on, if I had to guess. I was probably using Internet Explorer. As we all know, Internet Explorer isn't really my most favorite browser, after all. At least for modern browsing, that is. Maybe for, like, the proto-web or whatever, but if you're using, like... Now I'm looking up Coca-Cola. Oh, I'm looking up the secret formula! And someone retweeted Karen D. Walker 1, "Oh, Coca-Cola, if you use a little more Coke or a little less cola, that secret recipe yours, I'm sure I'd be saying..." Whatever, I guess you could say, I'm sure he'd be saying he said that too. Back in 2010, everyone was talking about the secret formula back in the day. It was like a big thing back then, so now I was just into it too. That's why I featured it in my video. In this video, that is. I think the last thing I look up is the HP Beats. Yep. Just press enter there. HP Beats laptop is being given away by DJ Hoppa, DJ Mr. Chalk, and the Scratch DJ Academy graduation. The Dr. Dre HP Beats audio packet. World updates. Pretty much all those are from Twitter, by the way. Anyway, there you go. In fact, why don't we go ahead and check and see when my Facebook account was first created? I think we can do it on my phone here. Everyone wished me a happy birthday. Love that. See here. I think it's under. I think we just go by profile here. It should show it. I think it's see your about info. I think it is. I don't know. I mean, it does say my birthday is December 9th. Obviously, I already knew that, but, apparently, I attended a concert party event back in September of 2016. Interesting. I'm just filling time here, guys. I'm sorry. I just want to see when my Facebook account was created. Yeah. If I go to my settings, it'll show it. I'm pretty sure it was created in 2010. I just want to be sure, though. Okay, now let's add one. I'll check later off the air, guys. We're running low on time, guys. We're probably going to go over again. In fact, I know we will. So that's going to be fun. Yay. I realize our frame didn't break. I don't really want to make the music a surprise, guys. There's just no point. Let's play NSYNC's Tear It Up My Heart. And we'll just play an 80s song, I guess. We already played that. Let's play, Time After Time. Alright. No more pulling through. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper and Tearing Up My Heart by NSYNC right here on the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. We made the final segment, but oh well, it's fun while it lasted. Anyway, we're going to look up the weather now. Oh, did I not take my meds? Alright, I'll take my meds once this last segment's over with. Yep. Anyway, today's weather, rather cloudy, a brief morning shower or two, and a little rain late this afternoon with a high of 43. Tonight, on-off rain and drizzle with a low of 38. Here's the current weather. 36 degrees Fahrenheit, real feel, 38, drizzle, real feel shade, 38, wind, south 1 mile per hour, wind gust, 2 miles per hour, air quality fair, minute cast, spotty drizzle, ending in 35 minutes. Here's your 10-day weather forecast. Today, it'll be a little afternoon rain, with a high of 43 and a low of 38. Tonight, on-off rain and drizzle. On Thursday, it'll be 46 high, 40 low, a couple of morning showers, mostly cloudy, showers around. On Friday, it'll be rainy with a high of 47, a low of 45, a cloudy, a shower in the p.m. with rain and drizzle. On Saturday, it'll be 51 high, 34 low, cloudy with a few showers, cloudy with a shower, 88% chance. On Sunday, it'll be 49 high, 34 low with periods of rain, cloudy. On Monday, it'll be 43 high, 39 low with a few afternoon showers, and a little rain early, but cloudy in the evening. On Tuesday, it'll be 47 high, 34 low with some brightening, becoming cloudy. On Wednesday it'll be, mostly cloudy with 43 high, 43 low, with an AM shower, and then mostly cloudy, showers around early, and then cloudy. Thursday it'll be 44 high, 36 low, sun for the high clouds, and partly cloudy, with 44 high, 36 low. Don't know if I said that, but well. And on next Friday it'll be, raining with 47 high, 40 low, with a little afternoon rain and mostly cloudy with rain late. Yep. Sun phase is 8 hours and 50 minutes. Rose at 7:42 a.m. will set at 4:42 p.m. And the moon phase is a waxing gibbous. Yeah. Air quality is fair. It is generally acceptable for most individuals. But however, Sensitive groups may experience minor to moderate symptoms from the long-term exposure, and the culprit is the dust and dander. And that's it. Anyway, I'm still trying to figure out when I created my Facebook account, but I think it was in 2010, though. I forget, though. It says, I hate my phone so much, keeps disconnecting from the internet, can't wait to get the S7. And that's so weird. Don't know what phone I had back then. I also said, March 26, 2019, this is something I don't get. My virtual machine is set to link with NIST atomic time, and for some reason the next day, it goes off by like 15 to 40 seconds. I don't know if anyone would have this problem, but it's happening to me periodically, and I have to call the time sync area code 303 number to just make sure the time is correct. It's really annoying, just saying. Yeah. Yep. Snow showers. Luxray Electric Line, gone back in February of 2019, it looks like. Took me all night long to upload this one video. Yeah, because back then we didn't have good internet back then. We had CenturyLink, it was just crappy internet, but it doesn't really take us that long to upload videos now that we have cable internet now. Why does no one ever believe something that even though I did it, I just simply walked away? It makes me frustrated, angry. I buy a $28 antenna off of Amazon, doesn't receive a single channel. Thanks Amazon for ripping me off. Really? Did anyone get hungover? Happy New Year 2019. Now, I said, why is Twitter more popular when it comes to YouTube? I don't know. 2018 wrapped. It says Amazon's not to the Christmas beard on Christmas Eve. It's on YouTube, by the way. ...2018, one of the most remarkable years in history. I did a trip to London on my computer. I got a new phone, got unlimited ad-free music, saw the first part of the last Avengers movie, that's Infinity War, by the way, and most of all, got an Xbox One from Anthony, which I don't have anymore, by the way, but I just play games on my, computer on here now, by the way, it's capable of doing that. So, yeah, it was a pretty good year, 2018. It wasn't that bad, actually. I think 2018 was pretty good. Cover photos, just Pokemon. Anyway, that might do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Mori Club. By the way, I have a meeting, at 10 a.m., by the way, guys, it's just a Zoom meeting, so I'm going to have to, like, cut this on-demand recording off early, but, it'll be okay, it's just, it means literally at 10 a.m., it means I have to do exercise here at the house instead, so it is what it is, guys, but anyway, I'll just go ahead and put the commercial in now, this one in. Yeah, there you are. Music, 70s. Let's put in, No scroll bar, huh? I'll play something from the 80s instead, then. Let's play Uptown Girl, then. I wanted to play a 70s song, but it forced my hand. Anyway, that's probably going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. I'm sorry to say, guys. It is what it is, guys. But hopefully I'll be back on Thursday, guys, to talk about how trivia went and how everything else went. That'll be great, guys, won't it? But anyway, good enough for me. Anyway, until next time, guys, I will hopefully see you tomorrow on the 12th, which will be December 12th, 2024. But anyway, until next time, I'll see everyone until then. Until then, goodbye, everyone. But anyway, I still got a little bit left to fill in. But like I said, there you go. But anyway, until next time, I don't know what else to say, but enough pulling through, guys. That's it for the Morning Club. So anyway, I'll see you all on the 12th, everyone. Goodbye, everyone. Yep. Goodbye. Yep.